Welcome to a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong, the podcast that is a lighthearted, unprovable argument without any references to ice cream. I'm your host, Josh James.
And I am Jeff Prefert.
Co-host? Other host.
The other host.
What's another term for that? What's another term for that?
The other host.
Co-host.
Yeah, well.
Co-host. See, host. You look at it as a negative, buddy. I look at it as we're both equal. It's a partnership. We are co-hosts.
Well, it is a partnership. Right. I have zero doubts about that.
I don't look at it as you're below me just because my name's first on the logo because I knew the person that made it.
That's true. Where would we do the podcast at?
The podcast is wherever I am. It's that kind of podcast. Also the kind of podcast that is available to listen to now. We launched
it
this week.
It is nuts.
To a very tepid response. It's a very, a golf clap of an applause.
But a clap nonetheless.
But it's still a clap and it counts. And I'm very excited about it. You guys can obviously hear us wherever you're listening to this right now.
Yeah. To the 37 of you?
Yeah. 32 of them are me. So I don't know if that, I don't know how that's going to skew our ratings going forward, but.
Well, our number should be way higher because I was at least 30 myself.
Okay, so. Perfect. So it's just me and you.
Yeah.
Honestly, thank you for everyone that listened. Hopefully you're going to listen to this to hear me say thank you. And I'm going to tease that there are surprises that you have to listen to on next week too to find out.
Well, there are.
There might be. There might not be. You don't know. Don't listen.
There's always surprises with us.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. This week we are tackling sitcoms. We're going to tell you why you're wrong about the ones that you like.
Or right. They might be right.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's true. You know what? Sometimes we tell them they're wrong. Sometimes we tell each other. Sometimes we tell ourselves that, no, I've never done that in my life.
No.
I don't know if we should say this. Maybe it's a little behind the scenes. We took a bit of a hiatus before the launch. Because of real world work things that we had to take care of. And if you're thinking, hey, this should come first, you pay us money and we'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This will take precedence over everything else we do. I promise.
This could be first. It's up to you.
That's right. It's as the listener, it's your job to make that a reality. I'm pretty excited to dive into sitcoms. I'm not alone in the fact that, it is like the most comforting thing to me to rewatch the same sitcom over and over again.
I watch a lot of the same ones over and over.
Yeah. Just constantly. Get ready. You guys are probably going to yell at me about a lot of this that we talk about, and that's fine. I have my own opinions and they're better than yours. But before we get into that.
he says that wholeheartedly. Trust me.
Before we get into that. Let's go over our beer of the week. This week it is an F5, which I think is the last one of this series.
Yes, it is the last. We did skip one. I would like to point out before we go into this one, I would say we did skip one. There were four of these. Mm-hmm. I graciously let us skip one for the benefit of Josh.
Because it was what?
Grapefruit.
Yeah. It tastes like BO smells.
Actually, I didn't think it was that bad. I drank two of them. I still have one left. They're good. I liked them. They're okay.
I can't wait to bring in a real beer next week. It'll be great. This week, though.
The last time you brought in a sour one.
Well, that wasn't. Listen.
You're the one that brought that one in.
I did bring that. You're right. But it wasn't one that I liked. It was one that the store had on the way to your house. I'll stand by that. I didn't have a lot of other options. This is the F5 Hazy IPA by Coop Aleworks out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 7% alcohol by volume, 38 IBUs.
Yep.
Which is lower than the last one. That was like 50 something.
Yeah.
And it tasted awful. So this one should taste a little less awful. I'm pretty excited about that. You ready?
Let's do it.
It tastes like an IPA.
That's because it's an IPA.
That's what I'm saying. They don't. Okay. Things that are alike taste alike. When we get back to that again. Like all seafood tastes kind of fishy. So, this tastes like a fucking IPA.
Well, it is an IPA.
Exactly. I come across this desk, I swear to God.
The hazy part is the lingering side of that.
Mm. the worst part of the beer.
No, I love it.
The lingering part of that bitterness.
It's good stuff.
Mm, that's what we're here for.
So the great thing is, so on all these beers, they came like three of each one. So he hasn't liked any of them. So I get one extra of every one. So I've been pretty happy about it, really.
I'm going to bring the darkest beer. We're going to be drinking crude oil next week is what we're going to be doing.
It's cheap now.
This actually isn't too bad. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'm getting used to this, that IPA punch in the face for no reason.
I really like this one.
Yeah, no, it's super not drinkable. It's great.
Whatever.
It's super not smooth. So how was your week, man?
It was good. Really not a lot went on. We're really getting set up. So this week, unfortunately, my son has to go in for surgery. For a back surgery. So we've been kind of like getting ready for that and everything. So this week's been kind of slow. We did have today off. Today's Memorial Day. So I do want to say thank you to all those servicemen and women that go out there, but also the one that have, you know, put their, you know, paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country and for our freedoms.
No, I second that. If we could afford the usage of the song, we'd play some cool, thematic Alan Jackson song or something. That's good though, man. Well, it's not good that he's having surgery. It's good that you guys are getting ready for it. I think it's going to go.
It's going to be good for him.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good for him. And hopefully he gets to continue, playing and doing things that he's supposed to be doing at this age and not worrying about back trouble.
Right.
That sucks, man.
Yep. Just slip and fall in a pool.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Man.
We thought it was just a tailbone, so we had the MRI, and so we could see something going on there, but they didn't see this happening.
Wow.
But as time has gone on, and with, you know, football and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it probably keeps agitated all the time,
And powerlifting. So he's retired from powerlifting.
That's good. That's good. Better retire from that than from walking.
Yeah.
So... I don't have anything nearly as dramatic as that. I do have a follow-up to something we talked about in our last episode that happened this week. I went to Taco Bell like a fool, like a goddamn fool. And I begged the guy not to put tomatoes on it, like genuinely through the speaker. I was like, please, please do not do this. Do not put tomatoes on that. And he started laughing, and I thought it was an understanding laugh. Like, I better make sure I do it. That motherfucker was a tomato chalupa by the time I got home. That's all it was on it.
Well, he probably thought, you know, reverse psychology. Like
that's what it was. Well, it worked on him for sure.
Next time you need to tell him you need extra tomatoes and they won't put a damn one on.
If I pay for it for sure. Yeah. How much do I have to pay for? Yeah, that sucked.
I should start ordering for you, because I really never have an issue with this one. Why don't we test that out?
Okay.
So the next time I'll order it for you.
Okay. Even when I order like through apps, so they don't like, it's not like
they,
it's,
they know it's you.
I'm going to change my name on the app. It is very frustrating. It's the thing I hate maybe most from like fast food places is tomatoes, and it's. Everything I order has tomatoes on it here. It's wild. But if that's the worst thing, I guess it happened to me this week.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It's been a pretty good week.
I don't really remember this past week. So, I mean,
well,
it went really fast.
It did. Yeah. And with, like I said, our real lives have kind of taken over. We haven't had time to prepare great stories that you've come to expect from one episode.
We always have great stories.
And do you have a funny news article? Speaking of stories. How unprofessional that you have to look for it and find it.
I have a great story today, actually.
Our three fans have already turned off.
No, they haven't. The fourth one has. So today's story comes to you from Florida.
Oh, all good stories come from Florida.
All good stories. So let's... I'm not even giving you the title of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that gives away everything here.
That's how they usually are.
So
Florida man eats someone's face. That's part.
Yeah. That would be funny, but this one even better. In Florida, a man attempted to rob a bank using a live alligator as his weapon of choice. And needless to say, things did not go as planned. The incident occurred when Michael, 24, entered a Bank of America branch in West Palm Beach. He walked up to the counter, and instead of pulling out a gun or threatening the teller with a traditional weapon, he placed a live alligator on the counter and demanded cash. Witnesses described the alligator as being very still and appearing to be extremely confused about the whole situation.
Do alligators have personalities enough to where you can tell that they're confused?
You know, I bet this one. The alligator, which was reportedly about 3 feet long, was likely just as startled by the bank environment as the bank tellers. It's unclear whether the alligator was meant to be the threat or just a prop for the robbery. The teller, understandably...
It was a getaway. He was going to ride it out of that. Yeah,
I'm here. The teller, understandably baffled, refused to hand over any money and alerted security. In the meantime, Michael attempted to backtrack out of the bank, but he had one small problem. He didn't know how to handle the alligator. I thought he was just trying to show off his pet or something, said one of the witnesses. But then I realized, nope, he was serious. The alligator wasn't exactly helping his case. As Michael attempted to make a hasty getaway, the alligator was safely secured by a nearby wildlife officer who had arrived just in time. Michael was arrested on the spot and charged with attempted robbery, illegal possession of an alligator, and cruelty to animals. When questioned about his strange choice of weapon, Michael reportedly said, "I just thought it'd be easier than using a gun."
A gun is literally the easiest thing to use.
I thought it'd be easier than using a gun. It's
the easiest part of the bank robbery. Did it say how big the alligator was?
3 feet.
3 feet?
Yeah. So not no. massive. I mean, exactly. it's not like he brought him in on a truck and dropped
him. Right. Listen, if we're in the water and I come across an alligator,
yeah.
I'm probably dying, right? Yeah. I'm not going to get out of that.
Right.
But on land, I feel like I could take a 3 foot alligator. You know what I mean? Just stay out of his like front view and you're probably okay.
They're pretty fast, man. How fast you run? All they need is take out one ankle.
I've seen every episode of The Crocodile Hunter. I feel like I know what to do. And if my big ass jumps on the back of an alligator, it's not going.
That's that. Yeah. Saying, yeah, especially a 3 foot alligator. Yeah. Authorities did not release the alligator's name, but sources.
Yeah, we got to protect his identity. Like,
but sources say it is now being cared for at an animal rehabilitation center and is doing fine after his brief stint as an accomplice in a bank robbery.
What if now all the alligator wants to do is rob banks?
Right. It becomes a trend for it.
Yeah.
And then it tells other alligators.
Yeah. What if there's like an alligator gang that goes around robbing banks? Man, I'm honestly with the things that have happened and
especially in Florida.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised one bit. That's hilarious. I try to put myself in the shoes of like the teller where someone just throws an alligator on the counter and was like, give me all your money. Like
number one, wouldn't that make them back off? They're not going towards that money.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to get closer to it. Yeah. You're going to throw the alligator at me. Like, what are you going to do? It's so weird. What a that would be easier than using a gun.
Maybe he thought maybe he'd get less time. But now he has all these other charges because of animal cruelty.
That's crazy, man.
I have a feeling when he was planning this robbery, there were drugs involved.
It's Florida. There 100% were drugs involved.
I mean, there are drugs involved. But I mean, like just, yeah, you can tell. Could you just imagine sitting there being like, how am I going to do this? Gun? Nope. Pipe? Nope. Knife? Nah. Alligator. Like, how do you get to that point?
The fact that he had an alligator already too should, I mean, like,
it's Florida. He may have just picked it up on his way.
On the way there, yeah. He had the gun in the truck. He just,
yeah. This will be easier. You know what?
This is way easier with this alligator.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Well, let's dive right in to the topic this week, which are sitcoms. And the first thing I want to ask you is your favorite, like, deserted island show. If you get to watch one sitcom for the rest of your life, only one. All the rest of them are, like, deleted. You can't watch them anywhere. If you only get to pick one, which one would be?
Okay, so deserted island sitcom. So, number one for me, it would have to be a It had to be decent length. So that takes out some sitcoms. Mm-hmm. Some sitcoms are really good, but they're only like three or four seasons, yeah. right? And then you have some that are, you know, like Friends, for instance, 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to you watch them grow yeah. and all that stuff. So I think with that, because of not only the amount of seasons there were, but the couple of different spinoffs and stuff that were fantastic, I'd have to go with Scrubs.
Scrubs is a good one. And by fantastic spinoffs, do you mean one of the worst seasons yes. in television history?
Right. No, it was just...
I believe but they're rebooting Scrubs.
They are. I heard that.
And Zach Braff is going to be, he's coming back. You know, I'm pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. I love Scrubs. I'm going to talk about Scrubs for sure later on.
Yeah.
My deserted island show. Because of what you said, with the length of it, the characters growing up, because a lot of them, there were kids involved. So. Yeah. We see these kids as like small children and then they're adults. So you get to see that part. It has laughter. It's great humor, right? Very touching moments. It's also a show that you could just put on any random episode and be fine watching it. Modern Family.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved Modern Family. I thought it was one of the better shows ever.
Yeah, it was great. It is... There are so many shows and so many shows that I love. And like I said, we'll get to that later. We'll have a list later on.
Yeah.
That it's hard. I don't even know if it makes my personal favorite list. Like if I get to watch all shows.
Yeah.
But it has everything you would need.
Yeah.
In a show. Exactly. If it's the only show you get to watch again.
Yep. No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I think that's why I like Scrubs, because you get to see them, you know, come in as, you know, interns and then watch them grow into doctors and all that. And, you know, the relationships, you know, change, the different people coming in and stuff like that. But, you know, same thing with Scrubs. But yeah, Modern Family, very wise choice on that.
The one thing that Scrubs has that's really great too are really good guest arcs.
Yeah.
They would have a guest come in and do an episode or two. Yep. So it's not just you're just doing two or three scenes in a show.
Brandon Fraser.
That was one of the greatest. Yeah. Guest on any show history, man. That's so good. When they, when he gets out of the car and he thinks that his kid's birthday and they're at the funeral, man, that kicks my ass every time.
And then, I mean, even bringing people back over and over, you know, I mean, not like in three episodes in a row, it'll be, you know, one episode in season two and then all of a sudden in season four, they show back up.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the actress's name. She was in American Pie and
Tara Reid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm bad with actresses and actors' names.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tara Reid. Like she was on it like multiple different times throughout the whole series.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about Modern Family and it was one of those shows that it kind of the tail end of it, but it was like a shift in what a sitcom was supposed to be. Yeah. Right. Because for a long time it was live studio audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became like the laugh track.
Yeah.
Where it told you when to laugh.
Yep.
You know, have you ever seen a show that's supposed to have a laugh track without a laugh track?
And you don't know really where to.
It changes the show dramatically.
Absolutely.
But this, it became like this documentary style that The Office and Parks and Rec. They all made like super popular and Modern Family did that. Like it was meant to be just like a, like
your life.
Yeah.
It's a reality show as a sitcom. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you look back to like some of the most popular shows that, you know, especially in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, there aren't that many with laugh tracks anymore. I think probably the last one was Big Bang Theory or. Like, I'm trying to think of like a laugh track. I can't even think of any.
They don't really have them anymore.
Right.
It's kind of an antiquated thing now.
So I think the last one's probably Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
That went that long.
And yeah. I like that change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need someone to tell me when something's funny.
Yeah.
Like if it's written well enough, like you should know that it's funny. You know?
Right. Right.
But I mean, they had their own set of gimmicks, right? I mean, the whole act, like a mockumentary style thing. I still think the one that did that the best. I mean, The Office is obviously great because, I mean, they even leaned into it towards the end of the show where you could see the documentary film crew and stuff. But the one that took that and then still created this whole world, like it was so big, so much bigger than just a documentary, was Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this little town and these, like you said, these characters keep coming back over and over again. Like the, you know, one person runs the news or the owner of this shop or what, like they're there throughout the entire series, you know? And that's what I love about it. It is, it feels like an actual little town that you kind of escape to.
No, I agree with that completely.
Why we watch sitcoms, right?
To escape. I mean, that's how we use them as escapes. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we have our own lives, you know, and it may be a rough day or maybe a great day. I heard, but sometimes you just sit down on the couch and, like, you know, bury yourself into something else that's not your life,
right.
Somebody else's life. You know, it's a make believe life,
mm-hmm.
and see how it can relate to you, and you know,
and you start thinking that you're in the show, and these are your actual real life friends. Is that just me? I might have a problem. I need my medication.
No, I do the same thing.
So the shift from that like laugh track era, I think it also allows you to tackle heavier things.
Yeah.
Modern Family did that quite a bit.
Yes, absolutely.
What show do you think tackled the heaviest things? And I don't need like a specific instance, just like a show you can remember where you're like, oh, this seems pretty, like you'd never see this on like.
So, Friends, I mean,
you know,
there were some, like even back in the 80s, 90s, there were some pretty good instances of that. I remember as a kid, The Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when, Arnold was kidnapped.
Yeah.
And I remember that. That was like just hit me. And then Growing Pains. Growing Pains when, gosh, what was her name? The sister. Her boyfriend at the time was drinking and driving. They got in an accident and he's in the hospital. And then, you know, he ends up dying.
Yeah.
And just showing that, you know, as a kid watching that, I mean, I think those were the things that kind of hit right there as a kid. And I think as we go through life, you know, that kind of stuff, those particular things kind of hit you because you're a kid.
Yeah.
And then later on with, you know, you're talking about Modern Family and, you know, his dad dying.
Mm-hmm.
That was big for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a, you know, because I think it's those times of your life, you know, what hits you. And it's, there's probably plenty of other instances. It didn't hit me as hard because it didn't affect me.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think it really goes on what part of life you're in and what particular stories will actually affect you.
Yeah. And if you're more like a more personal connection or like a societal one, I remember growing up, my dad always watching All in the Family, mm-hmm. like reruns of it, you know? So I watched a lot of that and I love that show. And the thing I love is that it tackled like some serious shit, especially at that time. And it tackled it in a way that, like Archie Bunker would say this wild stuff.
Yeah.
But he was always the butt of the joke, right? He was always the one being made fun of. No matter, like he was saying these wrong things, whether they're racist or homophobic or sexist or whatever. And he was always the one that was wrong.
Yep.
And that was huge for that time frame. Even the people loved that show, like, oh, he says what I think. Like, yeah, but he's wrong every
time.
He's
wrong. Yeah. The point. Yeah. That's the whole point of it is like he knows, the actor knows.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
He was in on that. Yeah.
He was in on the joke. Right. And, for people to be like, oh, yeah, that's me. Well, okay. Then you're wrong all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you're saying is that you're wrong.
Exactly.
So
the title of our podcast, well, you're wrong.
Really?
Look at you.
I wonder if you can find that on Apple.
You can, and Spotify now.
Nice.
Congratulations, everyone. You can basically anywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can find our podcast now.
Nice.
They just let you put them up anywhere.
The tin
pretty
can,
crazy.
The tin can on my, that comes through my window. I can find it on there.
You can. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Just dial it in.
So it's funny you brought up Modern Family and his dad dying. There was a couple other Modern Family moments. They all come from Jay. he has those like monologues at the end of season, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember this one specifically where they were all trying to get him to like express his feelings on something. Mm-hmm. And he has this whole thing about like feelings. Like I've never talked about feelings, yeah. You know, like he was playing football in high school and he broke his collarbone and, you know, his dad just looked at him and told him like, you don't get to feel it. You know what I mean? And, when someone like his prom date left him for another guy or something like that, you know, he's like, basically you don't get to feel these things. You just bury them down. And then he realized as he was saying that, how wrong he was. You know what I mean? And that moment like gets me every time.
Yeah. They're sitting in Claire's living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that scene. That was a good scene.
And he's like, I never told him I loved him, but he knew. Right. Yeah. That one gets me every time.
Yeah.
And the other one he says, didn't hit me the first time I watched it.
I know which one this one is. You don't even tell me.
You might.
New Year's Eve around the table.
Around
the big table and talking about kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he's like,
I think it was New Year's Eve.
I don't remember that part. I just remember him talking about like, you bring this baby home and mm-hmm. you think you couldn't love anything more. And yeah. then the next thing you know, there's a toddler and then there's a little, yeah. like a child, a teenager, an adult. And all at once they leave. And now that I have a son,
yeah.
like even, he's only five and already like, you just have to live with me forever.
Yeah.
Like
that's it.
You don't get to move out at any point.
My wife says that to my youngest all the time. It's like, you're just going to live with mom forever. Theories, but
she means it.
Yes. I know. That's very much so. Which a little scary because he might. Actually, I'm more worried about the older one.
Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. I'd worry about him if I were you. But yeah, those moments were big, man. And weirdly, Full House tackled really heavy subjects sometimes.
Smoking?
Yeah. Yes, like smoking. Or falling off horses.
Yes, yes.
But they did it in that you know, after school special kind of way where
it had music going. They're sitting, he's sitting beside her on the bed, and, you know, just talking to her.
But them doing that so cheesily leads into one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, because what do I always say about anything in life, right? Like eventually you try to do something and you overcorrect.
Right.
And the overcorrection of that feel good sitcom of the, you know, late 80s, brought us Seinfeld.
Right.
The show where no one learns a lesson ever. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
So
a show about nothing.
I wrote a whole paper in college on Seinfeld and how his show is about nothing. And
yeah,
I got an A, you know, so nice. Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld.
I think you might owe him some money now since.
Yeah.
Did they publish, especially
now that we're published podcasts, he's going to hear this.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear from his lawyers now.
Right. Maybe we can ride around with him in a car.
Maybe. It's always those old cars though. So like, there's not a lot of room in it. You can ride. I don't feel like
I'm down.
Comfortable. Even if it is with Jerry Seinfeld, I'm not cramming myself in an old tiny car.
Well, they usually start off at the coffee shop, don't they?
I'll do that part.
There you go.
I'll do the coffee. You guys go for a ride. I'll meet you when you get back. Do you have a favorite Seinfeld moment?
So I think, man, there's a lot.
So many, right?
There's so many on Seinfeld.
It's a hard one to like nail down.
The Soup Nazi was fantastic. Yeah. Like, I remember watching that one, like when it aired Thursday night. And I mean, it was an instant thing. Like it's not a lot of shows like, well, things that happen in the show, like years later, it comes back mm-hmm. and it becomes a cult classic then.
Yeah.
That started off the Soup Nazi, no soup for you. That night it started.
I mean, it was immediate. Yeah.
So I
was too young to realize that,
but I've
read in history books.
Right. Exactly.
You were out in the world.
Yeah. At that time, right? I mean, some of those history books are probably, you know, gone now because, you know, they have been recycled and it's been a minute. They've probably, you know, just gone away and no longer here.
we don't teach history anymore anyway, right?
Teach history. But no, like so many things in life you'll hear, and I have a 16-year-old, so all of a sudden he'll say something and be like, you don't even know what that means. Yes, I do. Dude, you really don't.
Right.
But he said that one day, like, no soup for you. I was like, do you even know where that came from? He's like, yeah, this TikTok. I'm like, nope. You need to stop. You're already
wrong.
And he goes, well, it's popular now. I was like, it's always been popular. Right. You just don't realize the source. So
another one that's like really not from Seinfeld, but another thing that's like really in pop culture, not so much anymore, but it had a huge like reign, right?
Yeah.
And people had no idea where it came from, was the Bye Felicia thing.
Oh, yeah.
It came from Friday. And people do not understand that it came from a movie Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which is a great movie. That's a different podcast.
Yeah, we'll do an episode on movies. We'll talk about Friday later. But
we'll probably do many episodes on movies.
I bet we will. there's so many. We'll probably do a lot of episodes on sitcoms. I have a lot to say, if you guys haven't noticed. Man, one of my favorite moments, like there's these little tiny just throwaway moments from Seinfeld that make me laugh so hard. Like the little Pez dispenser when he has it up and he's clapping.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Play.
That gets me every fucking time, man.
And then, I mean, every point that Kramer runs into the room like a crazy man was just fantastic. And then, you know, the little things like, you know, the cereal was always up on the on the fridge. And, you know, just, you know, George Costanza just being George Costanza.
Speaking of Kramer, one of my favorites of his ever was the entire episode where they do the Kenny Rogers roasters where that sign is next door.
I don't know if I remember that.
If you've never watched this episode of Seinfeld, go watch that right now.
I'm sure I've seen it. I just don't remember. Yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah. I won't even say anything else.
You know my memory. My memory isn't well. But yeah, and I'm trying to think of the baseball player that was on there. Keith Hernandez.
Yeah. And he
spit on him. Oh, so good.
That's really
funny. Yeah.
Man, there's so many good moments.
He ended up in the last episode also.
Did you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I've watched some of it.
That is fantastic. That is hard to watch, like binge watch. Mm-hmm. It just makes you kind of feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You watch three or four episodes of it in a row. You're like, I need a break. I just need to go walk around for a minute.
How long are those episodes?
I think it's 30 minutes.
Okay. So that's one thing. I've noticed even a lot of sitcoms are going to these, especially like 45 minute episodes and stuff like that. And, you know,
I'm pretty sure they are. Maybe I'm wrong. I've seen it so many times.
Right.
Hell, I could be wrong. Maybe they are longer. I don't know. They don't seem like it though. Not to me anyway. But that show was spread out over so many years. Like he was years off, you know, and it finally came to an end not too long ago. And if you liked the Seinfeld finale or didn't like it, either way, you should watch the finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Finales are a hard thing especially a sitcom to pull off.
Well, yeah. Cause I mean, it's sad but I mean, sitcoms. Okay, before we go in and, you know, before we go into the finales and stuff like that, do you think daytime television has sitcoms? Or do you really consider like nighttime to be sitcoms?
I think daytime is more like soap operas.
By the Bell.
Was that daytime?
Yeah.
Really? I thought that was a weekend show. I thought that was like a... Am I crazy? I didn't, again, it may have been Saturday morning.
May have been Saturday mornings.
By the time I watched it, it was on after school, but those were reruns.
And you may be right on that, but it may have been like Saturday mornings, but it was not at night. So I guess that's where I was going with it. Do you consider, cause I always think, you know, when you think sitcoms, you think, you know, that, yeah, you know,
the prime time.
Right.
Slot, yeah.
Prime time. So like Saved by the Bell, I think is a great sitcom if it can be in that category, or is it a children's, I don't know. Like Mickey Mouse Club. Is that a sitcom?
So even like a lot of the kids, like small children,
but
like
Henry Danger,
but like Boy Meets World, that was on in the evening still.
So that one was in the evening, but that's where I kind of went with the Saved by the Bell thing.
That show, man. I've seen that show so many times too.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World. You know, we've really not, before we even get into finales, we've really not even spoke of like one of the greatest, most popular sitcoms of all time, which is Friends. We barely even talked about it.
Right. But that's because, you know, we have some big stuff coming up later. I think Friends is, it's like it's on a pedestal of its own. I think Friends, Seinfeld, and I know we talked about Seinfeld. We were talking about different parts of Seinfeld, but Friends, I think there's the Mount Rushmore of, you know, sitcoms. And I think, you know, just two of them are Seinfeld and Friends. Mm-hmm. And there may only be two for this Mount Rushmore. And what I mean by that is like the buy rate, the ratings on those, the people that watch,
cultural impact.
Right.
I mean, every year women would do their hair like Jennifer.
Yes, Hamm. Absolutely. I mean, they came in exactly the right time. Now, for some of these, you know, let's say Growing Pains, for instance. Growing Pains was a great 80s sitcom. Kirk Cameron was in it. You know, he was the heartthrob, quote unquote. And if that's moved into the early 2000s, that might be the show. We don't know. Because that was the right time for that Friends show.
Yeah.
The Friends wouldn't have worked in the 80s.
No, it wouldn't have. And it also, well, first of all, there are a lot of problems with Friends, right? And I say problems as in like unrealistic things. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine with that in sitcoms. As you know, and we may talk about this in a different episode, I do not like network dramas. Because right. of how unrealistic they are.
We're going to have a like, whole podcast on network dramas. Your
whole family gets murdered and like, shoot. You know what I mean? That's crazy. So I can't get behind that. But with sitcoms, I'm totally fine with it being this group of people that none of them really have.
Yeah, but how often do you and I have jokes that don't have curse words and stuff in them?
Very rarely.
Okay. So a sitcom, how many curse words did they have in them?
Very rarely.
I know, but that's the same thing though. As you're looking at like dramas and stuff like that for, you know, if you're talking about.
Most of my jokes have curse words is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, but sitcoms didn't.
Yeah. They're a better writer than I am. I'm not a sitcom writer.
But you're talking about dramas have to have that.
Yeah. It takes me out of it. If it doesn't you, that's fine. Watch your fucking CSI. That's all right. I'm not gonna.
But there's no difference in a sitcom.
What's the one that you like? Is NCIS?
I like NCIS.
Okay. Yeah.
Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Oh, Criminal Minds.
I've watched some of Criminal Minds. It's all right. I need more vulgarity. And
but you don't in comedy?
No. I can do it. A comedy movie, yes. I'm not saying that I...
No, it's just... It's an interesting...
It's just how it is in my brain. And I think it's because I grew up watching sitcoms as the only...
You don't watch Moonlighting?
No.
I don't even know if you're old enough for Moonlighting.
I was born in 87, Jeff. Growing up, sitcoms were, it really, like I made the joke earlier, but it really was, that was the only relationships I had with, I was alone a lot of the time, you know, because of one thing or another. And it was really the total escape that I had. So I've grown up loving those. If I started watching sitcoms right now where I'm at in my life, I don't know that I would like them. You know what I mean? And it's hard to watch new ones, like new ones that come out. It takes me a while.
Can you name one new one in the last 2 years?
No, I personally can't either. I don't
watch. That wasn't a quiz on you, by the way. No, I can't
watch new TV either though. So, you know what I mean? Like
we may just be missing out, dude.
Maybe. But I think we're also at an age where it's not for us anyway.
Have you ever watched Ghosts?
I've seen some of it, yeah. And I like Ghosts. I thought it was a really well-done show.
Yeah.
I've not went back to it because I spend too much time
rewatching. It doesn't have a laugh track.
I spend too much time rewatching old shows. I don't have time for new stuff.
I like Ghosts.
But I didn't watch The Big Bang Theory that everyone loves. I didn't watch that until a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I love The Big Bang Theory. It's the nerd in me.
Yeah.
Really like that one.
I think that's why I didn't like it. Like, I think they're just making fun of those people. But whatever.
You related to them.
I didn't.
Maybe you're not one of us.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the problem.
I believe that whole.
You're saying it's too good for us? Is that what I just said?
I didn't say that.
That's.
I didn't say that. You might have said that.
No, you said that.
That's not for me to decide.
Okay.
That's not for me to decide. Some of the problems with Friends though, like all this group of people that were barely employed could afford to live in the most expensive place on the planet. And not even work. Like they spent all their time at this fucking coffee shop. But anyway, you know what I mean? Also, I don't think there's a single black person the entire show.
Well, yes to that. That is correct. But on the aspect of, you know, remember, it was rent controlled.
That's true. Well,
that was the biggest thing on that show is that that's the reason they kept that apartment because it was rent controlled.
But I didn't care. Like that show's great. And, you know, we talked earlier, have you ever, There's clips of this you can find on YouTube where they've taken the laugh track out, and then Ross just looks like a serial killer. Yeah. Like he just looks like a psychopath. And it's very true.
Yep.
If you take the laugh track off, his jokes, quote unquote, are kind of scary.
Yeah.
They're borderline creepy.
I mean, yeah, he was there for the, I don't know why he was there, but he was so good. I really liked Ross.
There are times where I relate so much to that character. Yes. I'm just mad about everything.
Yeah, like, not even that.
Especially the early
just
seasons.
Just the bad things that keep happening.
I know.
I mean,
in the early seasons, every time someone would say, hey, Ross, hi. Like, he was just yes, he was like Eeyore, yes. You know? Like, I get it.
Nobody loves
yeah.
me.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, but now going back to Ross, I mean, that was definitely a, you know, a, I mean, in the very beginning, he's getting divorced. Mm-hmm. He finally gets the girl. Then he loses the girl mm-hmm. because of a list he makes on a computer. And he's trying to do a good thing, you know, the pros and cons, and loses her right off the bat. And then, yeah.
Okay, so, here's a big question for you about Friends, though.
They were on a break.
Thank you, right? I don't give a shit what anybody says.
So
said it. It's not even up for debate.
Right. I mean,
it's not even up for debate. Was it soon? Sure. What's the first thing you do when someone breaks your heart?
Absolutely. So many things. Well,
you didn't say any of them. You just left it to dead air. But anyway.
I love my wife.
Well, she should know what she's getting into then if she breaks your heart.
That is true.
She should know what she's doing to you. There are so many like quotes that come from Friends, but I mean, all of these shows really, how often do you hear me say, I'm fine in a real high pitched voice? You know?
Absolutely. Get there quicker.
Yeah. Get there quicker. That's a lot. Yeah.
That one. And then there's inaudible ones, you know, where he punches his fist, you know, sideways together. Yeah, you know?
All of those things are good.
Yeah. That was always a good one. But yeah, there's a lot of, with any show like that mm-hmm. goes on that long time for that length, there's always going to be some sort of, you know, either sayings or, you know, moments where you get, everybody knows the joke.
My favorite types of shows, and you can always tell the longevity of a show if they give the actors a little bit of like room to run.
Oh yeah.
With their characters, right? These ad lib moments.
Yep.
There's a few that come to mind. One from Modern Family in particular, and it's like the second or third episode where Cam and Mitch have just adopted Lily and they lock her in a car.
Yeah.
And then they're just screaming, and then all of a sudden Cam starts with a trash can in his hand. Yes. Going, "Break the window!" Like, that's one of the funniest moments. Yeah. And that's all ad lib. Yeah. Like, all they were told was like, "Hey, you're going to lock your keys in your car," and that's it. Right. Yeah. Everything else was just them. Chris Pratt had a million on Parks and Rec.
Right.
Some of the best ever.
The best one being the when she's sick.
Oh, he's like, I put your symptoms in WebMD and it looks like you have network connectivity issues. Yep. That's so good.
So good.
A lot of his, you can't even see unless you get like
the blooper link.
Because he's so some good. Of the stuff he says is so vulgar. They couldn't put
on television. Yeah, I was going to say, couldn't air it.
But it's so good.
Because they were on network television.
Exactly. It was on HBO. He could have said that stuff.
Yep.
But you know, and to that point, there's something funnier about restraint, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at even comics. Like, I love comics that just talk like I talk. And if I was a stand-up comedian, like, there would absolutely be cursing. That's just who I am as a person. But you look at a guy like Nate Bargatze, who doesn't curse. He's very funny. And there's a special skill set there. Like, how can you make things – because it putting the word fuck before something is funny. It just is. Yeah. Like, it's inherently funny, right? And not being able to do that, not putting, you know, putting all your weight on that crutch. Yeah.
You bring up Bargatze, and, man, he was doing an interview with somebody, and I can't remember who it was now, but they were basically saying, you know, you can say something now.
Yeah.
Like, and the way he even said the line – of no.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And the way he said it was just as funny as if he said it.
Right.
Like, it was just so funny of him basically saying, no, I'm not going to cuss in a very respectful way.
Right.
But like, it was just so funny.
Yeah. I think I've seen that. Gaffigan's the same way.
Yeah.
Seinfeld doesn't really curse.
Right.
And then, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the guys that do are still funny. Mm-hmm. They can put those words into a certain order that is, yeah, you know, different than other people, but it is a different skill to be funny with restraint. That's a hard thing to do.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We touched on it a little bit. I think it's time to dig in a little bit though. The sitcom finale that, I think it is everyone's least favorite part of every show, which is crazy to me.
It is the least favorite, but most anticipated.
Yeah. But I just mean like, I don't even mean least favorite because like it's over. I mean least favorite because like everyone bitches about finales always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I want this to happen. Or I want this to happen. It's like, then you haven't been watching the show.
Right.
Prime example. I had a guy that I worked with one time tell me how, he would have liked the show Friends if it wasn't for the whole Ross and Rachel dynamic.
That was the that's whole
why,
show.
That's why there's a show.
Yeah.
That's from the very first episode. Yes. It's Ross getting dumped, right? And then Rachel, he's
in a wedding dress.
Right. Rachel, like, of course they're going to end up together. Yes. If they didn't, everyone should have been furious. You should have lit the fucking network studios on fire.
Yeah. And sure, you had Monica and Chandler and you had, you know, all those dynamics, Phoebe's having babies. But the main point of that show from always, the very beginning was Ross and Rachel.
It was the storyline throughout the entire thing. And so was everyone fucking listening to this, How I Met Your Mother. Ah, that entire show was about Ted and Robin.
Yeah.
And if you didn't think that, you weren't watching the same show.
I agree with you.
The very first moments of that show is him like meeting her eyes across the bar or whatever as he's telling the story to his kids. Why do you think that'd be the first thing that he says to his kids if that's not what he was, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, and I know this show is called the You Were Wrong, you know, well, you're wrong. But in this instance, I think you and I have the same idea on sitcoms. Yeah. So I actually agree with you on this one. I know a lot of people do.
No, a lot of people A lot of people are very upset right now. Her and I've had this conversation, a very heated conversation. Right. She asked me to leave. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, it was just heated on one side. She doesn't give a crap, really.
I get heated really easy, though.
She did not care at all. It did not affect her life at all.
It doesn't mind either, but for some reason, I don't have the ability to like pretend like I don't have the ability to recognize that in a moment. Everything is the most important thing in the moment to me.
But no, I agree with you. I think, I will say I didn't like that she was like Aunt Robin to the kids and not that I'm saying that because they had to show the relationship that the kids knew her. So they had to get there somehow.
Yeah.
So they used the Aunt Robin thing, but it seemed like, I don't know. If you have somebody that close that you think, you know, your kids think of as an aunt or anything like that, that's weird.
Is it?
And then for the kids to be like, no, we think that's great.
You know, sometimes people just like, calls. I'm like, oh, that's aunt. No, they're just friends. Like,
right. My kids do it.
Yeah. My son refers to you as Uncle Jeff all the time.
I'm not marrying you.
We're not really related. Well, that's hurtful. I would see, I would think that look, if things go south for you,
well, you know, like if it's a tax break, we could talk if like later on. Yeah. We could have that discussion. Separate rooms. To start.
No, I mean, I kind of get what you're saying, I guess, but that's if you love that woman so much, what else are you going to say to your kids and your wife? You know what I mean? How else are you going to explain that? You got to explain
That's a whole different
thing. I'm not saying that's not what we're talking about right now. That's a slippery slope, but that's not where we're going. But my point is, the end of that show was always going to be him and Robin. I love the actress that played her and the moments that they had. And that was great.
She was fantastic.
And people are really mad that she died.
And but I'm he said that at the beginning.
He did.
I mean,
they let you know throughout the whole show what was going to happen. And they said, people just don't pay attention. They hear what they want to hear. The Seinfeld finale is one that people get very upset about too. But what did you expect to happen? They were all going right off in the sunset together.
I was in my early 20s when that went down and, I still thought it was freaking hilarious. Yeah. Like it was perfect Seinfeld. Like they literally go to jail because they're recording somebody.
Yeah. Because they're all getting selfish mugged. Assholes. Yes.
Yeah. And won't help. Uh-huh. That is classic Seinfeld.
All the people they've wronged throughout the entire show get to come.
Yes, it was amazing. It was
perfect. Yeah,
like I don't understand like the hate on that one.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is so similar to that.
Yeah,
but with a little twist to it that is fucking hilarious, and it is such a like middle finger to people that bitch about it. It's so funny. Yeah. What are some other ones that are like polarizing? Do you know?
MASH, I think, was not polarizing. I'm sorry.
A big one.
Yeah, it was a big one, but not polarizing. Man, I can't think of just like an absolute, you know, people hated.
Most sitcoms end with everyone just moving away because right. Like the idea, I guess it would be like, if we're all going to still be doing the same thing, why isn't there still a show?
Yeah.
If they're doing the same thing, we're doing this whole time. So everyone has to kind of move away, you know?
And I mean, we were talking earlier, you know, even before we started recording today, and like, there's so many sitcoms that I don't remember the endings of them.
Oh, same.
But I mean, you want to know, probably the most controversial ending of the show is Married with Children. It never got an ending.
Yeah. It just got canceled.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I mean, they didn't tell them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's got canceled. So it just ended.
It was garbage. I loved Married with Children. Al Bundy, 4 touchdowns at Polk High. Yeah.
Scrubs had a great series finale. And then they ruined it by coming back with a new season after that, which is upsetting.
That next season was awesome.
It wasn't. And
Was it the college years?
Huh?
Was that the college one? I'm really just teasing.
It's like this med school where like the main
character. No, I'm really just teasing.
Like a new class or whatever. Yeah.
Who was the other actor in that they were trying to push?
Dave Franco.
Dave Franco. That's what it was. Yeah.
I don't mind Dave Franco.
Right.
But
I just remember he was an actual like legit actor that they were like pushing. I was like, oh yeah, I know this guy. And then, it was pretty bad.
It's bad.
It had its moments. If you go into that as a separate sitcom and you forget the rest of Scrubs, probably wasn't that bad.
Maybe. That's never going
to
happen.
Right. And that's the problem with that. It's hard to spin off a sitcom.
Did you ever watch Community?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love Community.
Yeah, I did too.
But when Harmon left, there was a year that was just different.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it the gas leak year. Like there was a gas leak on campus. That's why everybody was weird. I think that's a good way to do that. And that's a show that's never gotten a real ending either. He keeps working his way up. They always said, you know, like six seasons in the
movie. Six seasons in the movie. Yeah.
He got his seasons now.
Yep.
There's way on the movie. And apparently, last I heard, there's a script.
Yep.
They're just getting everybody's schedules worked out. So
that's going to be so interesting. Well, like, think about the script. I mean, how long has it been?
Uh-huh.
Maybe they all failed one class, so they have to
take.
They
all go back for
Yeah, they have to go back for one or one semester grades were lost by the by the dean.
The dean couldn't handle them all leaving, right. So he. I hope Donald Glover comes back.
Yeah,
surely he will at this point, right? I mean, even a small cameo.
Yeah,
I mean, God.
I couldn't imagine him not actually at this point. Yeah. Like now, doing horrible or anything, but he's
doing great actually. But I'd be really bummed. Yeah. If he wasn't a part of it. Another great show that has just kind of continued to put out seasons every now and again, whenever everybody's together, is Arrested Development. It got canceled.
Yeah. It's gotten canceled, rebooted, canceled.
Yeah.
Rebooted.
But they just kind of, whenever they get the money and everybody together, they'll do another one. And
when they get the money out of the banana stand.
It's out of the banana stand. That is a show that it may be one of the best written sitcoms.
Yeah.
There are jokes that don't pay off for a season and a half.
Oh yeah.
You'll get, or sometimes you'll get the punchline before you get the joke. Like you'll get the punchline and then like, what are they talking about? And then two episodes later, you'll get the setup to that joke. And like, oh my God, that's why that was funny.
Well, I mean, they told you at the very beginning, you know, the money's in the banana stand.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole thing all the time.
Yeah.
And nobody got that.
That's so funny. Like every member of the family has a different sound for what a chicken sounds like is fucking hilarious to me. Bateman's character dated, Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out she had mental problems throughout the entire thing. Like, oh my God, it's so good, man. If you've never seen Arrested Development, do yourself a favor and watch that show.
That is a great, you know, bingey show.
Yeah.
I think that would actually be a tough one to watch like on a weekly basis. And the reason I say that is because like you were saying, the jokes, I mean, the jokes don't pay off usually for that episode.
No.
So they're usually behind. So if you binge it, you can catch it quicker.
Right.
If it was like every,
I forget. I see what you're saying. Maybe that's the trouble.
And I'm bad at that.
Yeah, I believe that. Maybe that's the trouble with that show.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of some other ones that are just, it's like slept on that people don't really think of a lot.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the best cold opens ever with that Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
So funny. Or the jokes that are throughout it, like a character mispronounced, he combined bingo and jackpot. So like throughout the whole thing, every time someone does something good, it's like Bing-Pot.
Bing-Pot.
Yeah. That stuff like that's very funny. That's a show that's got a lot of heart too. That's important to me in sitcoms, like to have a lot of heart in it. Like it's hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And throwbacks like you were just talking about with the Bing Pot and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you have to have something that continuously is part of the show.
Yeah.
If you don't have that anymore, I don't like the sitcoms of the 80s are gone, you know, Full House, every episode. They didn't lead up to anything else.
Right.
And for the most part, every episode was its own story. I think now, you know, whether it be sitcoms, dramas, or whatever, they have to have that over arc of something else.
There has to be something bigger going on.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. If you had to put a list, like your top five favorite sitcoms of all time, we talked about a bunch of them already. What would your top five list be?
Well, see, there's a little problem with that. So I was writing a list because we were talking about doing this, and I have 10.
You have 10?
I do.
That's fine.
So starting at 10 actually is kind of a...
I mean, the segment is called Top 5. It's not called Top 10, but that's okay.
It was tough. I mean,
it is tough.
Because I go back to the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I get it.
So my number 10 was actually Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
I loved it. It's a great show. Nine was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just the heartwarming side of that, but also, I mean, it was just funny as hell. I mean, it had so many good moments. Different people going in and out of that show. I really liked Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Big Bang Theory for number 8.
Okay.
7 was Modern Family. It was actually lower than I thought it would be. Growing Pains right below, right above that one. And I think the only reason I put Growing Pains above that was because, like, from an adolescent that I was at the time, I got a lot out of that.
Sure.
So it was just one of those things. The Married with Children. I thought Married with Children was one of the funniest shows ever on TV. Just what they did with Peggy and Al and the kids, and you know, you had Darcy and you know, Steve, and then what was the, I can't remember the next husband, but he's on Shrinking now. Actually,
I don't remember his name. Actually,
yeah, he's
how you say that.
He's the husband on Shrinking now.
That's funny.
But anyway, great show. That's not comedy though. Well, that's not true. But anyways,
it's not a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom. And then Parks and Rec comes in at number 4. Number 4. 3, Seinfeld. 2, Friends. And number 1 was Scrubs. Scrubs, you know, I was, you know, in my 20s, I loved Scrubs.
Yeah, same.
It was one of those that, you know, I was growing with them, like same age type situation, and grew with them. That's why I like Scrubs so much. Friends, like I said, was number two, could easily be number one. Those two were kind of intertwined. I like Scrubs because it was different. It was, you know, in a hospital, it was just, it was that goofy comedy before goofy comedies were existed like that.
Yeah, that's great. The funny friendship. Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great show. I only have five. Okay. Cause I followed the assignment correctly.
Yeah, well, I'm an overachiever.
Yeah. Scrubs is definitely an honorable mention and it's hard for me not to put it up there, but trying to get five is tough.
I know.
So I'm going to start with, Friends, and I love Friends. I rewatch it at least once a year, probably like all the way through.
Yeah.
The Office is just kind of always on all the time. Seinfeld. There's not a better show to put on at the end of a day than watch Seinfeld because it just doesn't matter. So like you get to watch it and laugh and it doesn't matter. Parks and Rec. And then my favorite sitcom of all time is How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
That's my favorite of all time.
Yeah. You know, there was actually one that neither one of us talked about. And I don't know if you can really consider, I guess it is a sitcom, but Schitt's Creek.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And if it had lasted longer, it was great for a small, like,
would you consider that a sitcom?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's a sitcom.
I guess so. Yeah. Cause it was
so well done.
Yeah.
And there's like, we're going to have multiple episodes of this. There's too many, but, to me, like all the shows I listed, like lasted long enough to where like, it's a big impact. Not that Schitt's Creek didn't. I mean, think of how many people Folding the Cheese.
Yeah, oh, I mean, so good.
Everyone talks about that.
Or the song that, you know, he sang.
Yeah. It's a great moment. It's a great moment. And talk about a show that had a lot of heart.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe that does need to be in my top five. Maybe it's time to put Friends out to pasture or something. I don't know.
Oof.
See, it's hard. It's hard to, which one do you take out?
That's why I took 10.
That's hard. And it's funny that you say this because like, you mentioned it just a minute ago briefly and we didn't talk about it any other time is Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Talk about a show that tackled hard shit.
Right.
That episode where, this covers two of the topics we talked about because Will Smith made it up on the spot was like, his dad left.
Yep.
Like, why doesn't he want me?
Yeah. You know?
And like, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, he went on all the things he's done without his dad and everything. And then, you know, at the end, you know, why doesn't he want me?
Yeah.
Even though he's done all this stuff, he's going to do all this stuff.
And it, there might be some, there might be some personal feelings involved in like, oh, I got to do enough to prove myself, worthy, right? Of a certain person's affection.
Yeah.
And you know, he's done all these things.
Right.
And it's enough, you know, that's a different episode, but yeah, what a great show, man. I mean, he got shot.
Yeah.
One of the episodes. Yep.
I was going to say the gun episode was a really good one. And then, you know, when Carlton wants to carry a gun.
Yeah.
Was that the same episode actually? Yeah. That was the episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, technically the next episode.
Yeah.
But yes.
And then they get arrested, later on, different episode, get arrested in there and Carlton doesn't understand why Will's telling him to be quiet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It tackled a lot, man. And, I can't believe we didn't talk about it at all until now.
Right.
Like I said, there's just too many. And I'm sure there's still more that we haven't talked about. The people are like, hey, dumbasses, why aren't you talking about this one? You know? But we only have so much time.
Absolutely.
And, how are we on time, by the way? We come up to the end. It's time to land this thing.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, thank you to everyone who's listened last week. And if you're hearing this now, listen to this far into this episode. It means a lot to us. This is something that Jeff and I, well, I don't want to speak for you. It's something I love a lot.
I like it.
I get to come and BS with my best friend.
Heck
and,
yeah.
It's a good time. We were going to do this anyway. We sit and argue.
We argue constantly.
So we were going to do this regardless. Now other people get to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
We did this for years.
Yeah. I think we talked about that in the last one. We worked together and, we would sit in our office and just argue over things that don't matter. The very first one that made me think that, hey, maybe we should record these was when you were trying to convince me that a Pontiac Aztec was a cool car.
It is.
It's not.
It's that. I mean,
and I was like, God, you're so wrong about this. People need to hear how fucking wrong you are. Yeah.
Pontiac Aztec was awesome.
It was not. Anyway, we'll do an episode on cars sometime so you can see just how wrong Jeff is about a lot of vehicle opinions. If you guys have suggestions for topics, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Well You're Wrong Pod.
And don't just chat GPT him because I do that. And
that's what we do. That's how we get here. So don't do that. Come up with your own. If you guys are going to do it right. You can send us an email at sowrongpod@gmail.com. Either of those places, you can also send us recommendations on beer.
Yeah.
If you're going to send us a recommendation, be ready to send us money to buy it. You know what I mean?
Either that or, you know, just the recommendation's fine too.
No. No, listen, don't let them off that easy. If they're going to tell us what we're drinking, they're buying it for us. If not, I'm choosing it. You're not even going to choose anymore. You've ruined it. You've ruined your beer privileges. So yeah, send us recommendations on beers you want us to drink or topics you want us to argue about or things that you feel that we might disagree and you want to hear us tell you how wrong you are. As always, thank you to my favorite listener. I love you.
And to mine too.
And I hope that now we are two in. We're two episodes in. You guys are subscribing and you're ready to hear what comes next. Because next week, Jeff's going to argue why there actually is a wrong way to eat a Reese's. So.
There is. There absolutely is. I don't know why that's even in there. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, my man. Crazy. Thanks, everybody.